A Surfeit of Tarts by Memphis 86, read by X-Manhater. Summary. Jared schemes and keeps a recipe journal. Jensen begrudgingly eats the flan. Jared watches Jensen while he drifts in and out of consciousness, stomach rising with every breath. They're inside Jensen's trailer, taking a 15-minute break from wrapping up one of the last shoots of the day. It's cold outside, and Jensen's wearing a cottony green sweater that clings to him. Jared cups his beautiful face, kisses his nose just slightly, and Jensen smiles as he starts to come out of his nap. Jared runs his fingers under Jensen's chin and pinches the extra little flap of skin there, smiling and whispering sweet things to him. Jensen gets a nasty case of bronchitis and a sinus infection. He's living in a constant state of pain and snot and misery for about 2 weeks. It's winter hiatus, so he and Jared can hole up in their newly furnished penthouse and ignore the rest of the world. Jensen can barely swallow. He coughs so much that he can't talk and has trouble sleeping. He gets so tired during the day that he can't really be bothered to get himself food or anything. Jared brings him lots of hot soup for the stuffiness and cold water to help stifle the coughing. The medicine makes him lightheaded and nauseous, and so the food he does get down doesn't always stay there very long. He spends one really bad night in the hospital, and they give him an IV drip of antibiotics. For one horrible moment, it's really scary. Jensen is so pale, and his body shakes when he coughs. Jared stays in an empty cot they put in his room, watching him the whole night. Jensen's finished with the antibiotics and decongestants and antihistamines, and is feeling about a million times better. The doctor scolds him about his diminished lung capacity and the long-term effects of smoking, and Jensen nods and agrees to take home pamphlets about nicotine inhalers. However, that's the furthest thing from his mind as he signs the discharge forms. The coughing was so bad that he and Jared had pretty much given up on trying to sleep in the same bed, and tonight they can finally get back to normal. He takes off the paper gown and dresses in his street clothes. They feel different, like maybe he'd stretched them out or something. His belt goes 2 whole notches tighter than usual. Jensen catches himself in the mirror, looking a little leaner than usual, and smiles to himself as he leaves the empty room. Jared greets him at the front door with a gigantic hug and a 10,000-watt smile. Jensen laughs and hugs him back, hands in Jared's hair, playfully ruffling him up like the overgrown puppy he is. God, Jensen's missed him. The wonderful way Jared's hands are moving down to his hips and squeezing and... stopping? Jared hums. What? Nothing. Jared gets this look in his eyes, like when he's plotting something. Jensen swallows and steps into the apartment, pulling his pants up a little. When did we get rid of the soy milk? Jensen asks as he stands in front of the fridge, trying to will the contents to change through sheer force of thought. Jared wraps his arms around Jensen's neck, kissing his cheek and nuzzling his neck. I read that soy actually increases aggression in people, so I thought maybe we could go back to regular. But, Jensen holds up the carton, this is whole milk? Full fat? Little bit is good for you, Jared says, swaying back and forth, Jensen in his arms. Drink it, he coos. It's got vitamins and minerals and stuff. And fat. Jared makes big sloppy kisses against Jensen's neck and he gives in, pouring himself a glass, and letting Jared feed him 2 big chocolate chip cookies. They do taste a bit better when not dunked in the vanilla soy. Jensen snuggles up to Jared that night, looking into his mouth and pawing at his pajama shirt, popping the buttons open. Jared snakes a hand underneath Jensen's tee and stalls. Jared starts. Woof? Jensen asks, his mouth already wrapped around Jared's right nipple. Maybe not tonight? Can't I just get you off or something? Jensen furrows his brow and doesn't accept the hand job. Instead, he clings to Jared in his sleep, winding nervous fingers in his hair. Jared makes Jensen fried chicken for 3 nights in a row, with mashed potatoes and corn and creamy gravy. Jensen asks why it tastes different from the last time they made it, with the trans-fat-free vegetable oil and low-sodium chicken stock. Jared shrugs and hides the empty packages of lard and buttermilk. Jensen doesn't really catch on until Jared's got him pinned to the couch while they watch old movies. In lieu of the usual popcorn, Jared is feeding him chocolate-covered raisins and gummy bears. He knows he shouldn't eat anymore, but there's something that doesn't say stop, and Jared just keeps pressing the chocolate against his mouth and smiling when he opens his lips to let the sweet slip inside. Oof, Jensen moans, swallowing another mouthful of chocolate. Think I've had enough. Oh, come on, you can have just one more, Jared says, kissing his fleshy cheek. You could have them all if you wanted.
I don't want them all. Jensen scrunches his nose at the thought of eating the whole damn box of candy.
Yeah, you do, Jared laughs. You love gummy.
I also love not falling into a diabetic coma.
Jared rolls his eyes and stops feeding him candy. Jensen thinks for a moment maybe he was wrong, but then the timer rings and Jared jumps up to get the pizza bagels he made for him. Jensen pouts, but he eats every deliciously cheesy, saucy bite. The two extra nachos have wound down to just one. Jensen still hasn't gotten more than a half-hearted blowjob out of Jared, and he doesn't understand why. Jared will kiss and cuddle him and get him so fucking hard that it hurts, but acts like he doesn't want Jensen to take his clothes off. It's frustrating, and Jared keeps bringing home pizza and takeout Chinese food and insists on fetching him hot cocoa the second he shows any sign of being cold. Jensen feels partly doted upon, and part of him? Well, let's just say he understands the whole veal issue a little better. Jensen hasn't gone to the gym since he got sick, so he calls up his trainer, Lars, and schedules a cardio and weightlifting session. He hesitates as he hangs up the cell phone, but figures he'll start exercising it off again, and he eats half a box of Malamars in one sitting. Jensen gets back from the gym, sweat showered off of him, his cheeks red from the nip of the air outside. Jared eyes him, the gym bag, and drops his mouth open in shock.
Why'd you go without me?
Needed to get back in the swing of things, Jay. I've been eating pretty bad lately. Jared nods, chewing on his thumbnail. So, you're on a diet now? Jensen drops his stuff and twists open the carrot juice he got on the way home.
Guess so.
I only ask because, you know... Jared pauses and his eyes suddenly light up. Our anniversary dinner is tonight.
Jensen cocks an eyebrow.
Anniversary? Yeah, I made reservations at that Provençal French place that makes the really nice gnocchi with butternut squash, and you can get that creme brulee.
Jensen's stomach interrupts Jared's sentence with a loud grumble. Jared smiles and continues, rattling off all of the thick, buttery courses he can think of offhand.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Jensen's getting kind of glassy-eyed at the prospect of expensive French food. He goes to get changed, and just as he's buttoning up his nice black shirt, seeing the fabric pull a little more at the edges, a thought occurs to him.
Hey, Jay, Jensen yells.
Yeah? Jared yells back.
Which anniversary is this? I thought it was the 20th.
Oh, this is the anniversary of our first time.
But that's the 17th.
I meant the first time we did it in a bed.
Oh, Jensen shouts back and marks his planner accordingly.
Jared lifts his hand from the receiver and apologizes to the person on the other end.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I know it's last minute, but I need a table for tonight. Price is no object.
Great. Hey, how's your steak au poivre tonight?
You cook that in butter, right?
Oh, really?
Bacon fat?
Yeah, that's fine. We're definitely not kosher.
Jensen is so warm, so full, and there's the lingering taste of sweet vanilla cream and tart cherry brandy on his tongue. He takes off his belt and feels his stomach expand as he peels his pants off. He's so sated and drunk, and the food was so rich. There are hands everywhere, pulling his jacket off and his shirt above his head. Jensen steps forward and kisses Jared firm on the mouth, and Jared bites back, sucking on his lower lip with just enough pressure. Jared likes his mouth red and swollen, lips full and wet. Jensen steps out of his socks, and Jared runs his hands underneath the cloth of Jensen's black briefs and squeezes his ass. It's round and firm in his palms, and Jensen groans and throws his head back.
Please, God, don't fucking say you have a headache.
I prefer Jared, actually.
So do I, Jensen says with a smile,
and starts helping Jared out of his clothes until he's standing naked and strong before him. Jensen's still in his briefs, and Jared takes his sweet time, pushing him onto his belly, Jensen's face buried in a pillow. Jared hooks his thumbs in the elastic and draws them back slowly. He runs his arms around Jensen's midsection and kneads his stomach, softer than it was before. Jared moans and kisses Jensen's neck. Jensen turns and angles his head, pupils dilated.
Come on, I want it.
Want what? Jared teases.
Want your cock inside me. Want to feel you moving.
Oh, Jensen, Jared cries out a little, his dick throbbing.
God, I want you to ride me. Want to see your hot body fuck yourself on my cock.
And with that, Jared draws Jensen up into his lap, wet kisses on his neck, his face,
and his mouth crushed again by Jared's teeth and lips and tongue.
God, yes, Jensen nods, and Jared's got the lube already.
Does away with the last vestiges of clothing and starts fucking slick fingers into him. Jensen's eyes kind of do that thing where they roll back, and Jared bites his own lip in concentration. Jensen comes back as the fingers leave him and positions himself, taking the condom from the nightstand and tearing the wrapper open with his teeth.
I will never, ever get tired of seeing you do it like that, Jared smiles, and Jensen touches their foreheads together, nose sliding against nose.
The trick is to shake it a little, make sure you're biting into the right part. Jensen rolls the condom down over Jared, practiced hands making it as quick as always.
Now will you please fuck me in this bed, in honor of our bed-fucking anniversary?
Jared laughs and grips Jensen's hips, lifting him up, and Jensen takes him in, slow at first, but then there's a twist and a jerk, and they're fucking. Jensen's ass tight around his dick, in and out, and Jensen moving up and down, trying for a semblance of smooth rhythm, but ending up with jerked movements as he feels the sting of his own hardening cock. It twitches as Jared draws deeper into him, leaks at the tip, and Jared wraps one hand around it and pumps, using the other to hold onto Jensen's fleshy hips, squeeze them tight. They fuck and kiss, and Jared pumps Jensen's dick more and more. Then Jensen stops moving and holds himself in place, Jared finally hitting just the right spot inside him.
God, wait, wait, fuck, deeper.
And Jared thrusts in more, and Jensen screams out and comes in his hand, shouting, yes, yes. Jared holds Jensen, body nearly tumbling over in his arms, and comes after a few more minutes of thrusting inside him, Jensen mumbling affirmations as the shock of orgasm lingers. Jared buries himself in Jensen's torso, both of them like great big sweat-covered ragdolls, all boneless long limbs akimbo. Eventually, Jensen eases off of him, lying next to Jared on his back. Jared pulls off the condom and tosses it into the trash, turning to Jensen, already fast asleep. Jared kisses his soft stomach and places his hand flat against it, drifting off with his head pillowed next to the crook of Jensen's neck.
Come on, Jensen, try it!
Jensen sighs, looking down at the wiggly blob of custard set before him.
Do I have to? I ate so much between the plantanos and the stuffed peppers and the blood sausage.
It's not a meal without dessert, Jensen, Jared explains as he sits down in front of him. Don't insult your chef. Eat the flan.
Jay.
Eat. The. Flan. Jensen takes a tiny, pained bite and damn it. It's so perfectly creamy sweet and eggy soft, full of sugary caramel goodness. Jensen eats every bite of it, even licks the bowl clean, and Jared beams at him.
I'm so glad you liked it, Jensen. Next week is Italian week on the Food Channel, so I'm thinking I'll do garlic butter toast and a lasagna bolognese and some tiramisu.
Jensen's traitorous mouth salivates. Jensen cracks an eye open and sits up. His eyes are fuzzy and he doesn't have his contacts in, so he stares at the digital clock until the numbers make sense.
Holy shit, he shouts and tries to jump out of bed, but his body isn't really feeling all that obliging.
Eventually he shuffles out, throws on his sweatpants and grayish Henley, and runs out of the room. Jared's sitting on the couch, watching Rachel Ray and taking furious notes in his recipe journal.
Jay, Jensen shouts.
Jared looks over the edge of the couch and nods.
Hey.
Why, what? Why, my alarm.
Use your words, Jensen, Jared says, muting the show.
My alarm didn't go off. I missed my appointment with Lars, Jensen yells, arms waving frantically.
And this is the third time this week. He's never going to see me again.
Jared pats the spot next to him on the couch, and Jensen flops down. Jared puts his hand on Jensen's thigh and rubs it reassuringly.
I told you to wake me up at 3, Jensen says, staring straight ahead.
I did. You must have fallen, Jared starts.
No, you didn't, Jared,
Jensen yells and turns to face him, face creased with tension. Jensen takes a deep breath and finally asks him,
Jared, are you trying to make me fat?
Jared sputters, taking his hand back and crosses his arms over his chest.
What? No, no, of course not. No, you're crazy. Why would I?
Jared pauses and licks his lips, fidgeting under Jensen's glare.
Okay, yeah, I am. So?
So? Why? Why are you trying to fatten me up like some suckling pig?
Okay, first of all, Jensen, you lost a ton of weight when you got sick. I was worried. So I just kind of tried to get you to eat a little more and get you back to normal, but then I kinda...
Jared squeezes his mouth and looks down at the table.
I kinda liked what you were becoming.
what I'm becoming. I like cooking for you, Jared shrugs. It's fun, and I like it when you eat. I like your body all soft and, you know, chubby.
Jensen blinks.
You like me fat?
You're not fat. Let's get that straight before you develop a complex.
Jared runs a hand along the side of Jensen's face.
You're fucking gorgeous and full and broad.
I've got a double chin, Jensen interrupts, crossing his arms and pouting.
You've got a tiny bump of neck flab. That is not a double chin.
I can't fit into my jeans anymore.
That's because you're insane and buckle your belt 5 notches too tight.
I have cankles.
So does your mom and your dad and your sister. The Ackles are not known for their trim, svelte ankles. Get over it.
But, look, I have the metabolism of a hummingbird, okay? I'm built like this, and you know how much candy I eat. Imagine if I stopped. What if I got really, really thin? How attracted to me would you be?
Jensen bites his bottom lip and pictures a gangly, gaunt, and bony Jared, only not from when he was young and awkward.
He takes the image of the man Jared's grown into and strips out all the muscle and fat and thinks of an oyster without the meat or the pearl. Just a stripped-out shell.
I guess I wouldn't, but it's hard to picture you getting that bad.
Well, Jensen, that's what you looked like to me. Pale, thin, hollowed out, and Christ, you were so damn sick.
I wanted you to get healthy again. I wanted you back to normal, but,
Jensen, you have no idea how gorgeous you are to me right now. You're so perfect like this. I don't want you to lose another pound.
Or gain one? Jensen asks, eyebrow cocked.
Jared looks at the carpet and curls his toes, letting his eyes slip shut as he pictures Jensen just a little bigger, a little fuller.
Jared smiles, eyes still shut as his cheeks start to flush.
Okay, so maybe I have a thing.
Jensen turns and pulls him close. They tumble together on the couch, and Jensen kisses Jared's temples and holds him tight against his chest.
Jensen sighs. How about we make a deal?
Shoot.
You let me lose the spare chin for when we go back to set, and I promise to keep the pudge for hiatus. And maybe gain some more, go to New York or London or do some theater project or something, where I can be fat and nobody will mind.
Jared laughs softly against him.
Sounds good.
And in return, no more sabotaging my gym schedule, we switch to 1% milk, and never, ever serve me anything cooked in lard again.
But,
no.
Can I still eat it?
Jensen rolls his eyes. I hate you.
Oh, come on, tell me that wasn't amazing fried chicken. You wanted to have sex with it, it was that good.
You're such a foodie, Jensen laughs. My God, I'm going to be as big as a house someday.
Jared doesn't say anything. He just pets Jensen's stomach, feeling it rise and fall against his hand as Jensen breathes.
Hips like nothing else, hips Jared grabs and squeezes and pulls in close, drawing matching erections together. Mouth like wet, soft thickness, plump lips devouring him. Slick, hard cock in his hand, growing with arousal as he plumps it, covering it in lube. Weight, visceral weight on top of him, pushing him towards the bed. He's letting Jensen throw his weight around, and Jared laughs at the thought. He's not laughing when Jensen scissors him open, thick, slick cock filling him up. Jared groans and takes him in as much as he can. Jensen fucks him into the bed, face against the mattress, stomach atop a pillow. Jared feels him, feels hands gripping the muscles of his thighs, and feels his whole body shake with each thrust, feels the waves of the man crash against him. When it's over, when Jensen's come and Jared's feeling spent and blissed out, they lie together in that familiar repose. Jensen always on his back, Jared completely enamored by the swell of his tummy, paying little attention to anything else, hands flat against the flab, head pillowed on Jensen's chest. Jensen's hands curl in Jared's hair, massaging the scalp. Jared's humming some quiet little song and starts pinching the skin around his belly button, making a little mouth to have him sing along. Apple or a plum and an apricot or two, ah, figs and dates and grapes and cakes and... Jensen smiles as Jared's breath hits his skin, tickling and delighting him. Normally, he'd smack Jared away, tell him to stop teasing and making him feel fat and ugly, but it's okay now. Jensen knows the annoyance is a small price to pay for getting to eat all the blueberry waffles he wants, and having Jared dote upon every extra inch of him, worship his body, and feed him food cooked with care and feeling and devotion. Jensen eats every bite of his love and asks for seconds. The end.